Hi, this is Jessica Blanchard with Stop Feeling Crappy. Today, I'll walk you through five techniques that runners can use to reduce anxiety before a big race. But hey, these techniques can be used for anyone who wants to learn how to use their breath to have a calmer mind. Ready to get started? First one is very simple. Breathe through your nose. Sound like a no-brainer? Well, you'd be surprised at how many people forget this and end up sucking in air through their mouth. Breathing through your nose slows down your breath and helps you to engage all parts of your lungs more fully. So this is an ultra-simple technique that takes very little effort. Just close your mouth. But there's a little more to it. So to make sure you're engaging all parts of your lungs, you can place your hands at the side of your rib cage, so your fingertips will be on the front of your body and your thumbs wrap around towards the back. Now, as you inhale, move your hands out to the sides using your ribs. So you're using your ribs to move your hands out to the sides, and this is going to help you breathe into the sides of your lungs towards the bottom of your ribs. Try this about five times. Inhale into your hands. As you exhale, release. So you're making a little more effort as you inhale again out to the side. Exhale, let them release. Inhale and exhale. And you can relax your hands. Now take one of your hands and place it right at your solar plexus area, which is at the bottom part of your rib cage. You'll feel that fleshy part where your ribs split open a little bit more. Now, as you inhale, that area should be soft. You should feel a little bit of movement there, so you shouldn't feel tension in your muscles. If you do, it means it's almost like you're trying to drive a car with the handbrakes on as you breathe. You're breathing, but you're creating tension. So let's practice that. As you inhale, relax your belly, breathe into your hand. You can even pet it like you're petting your little kitty cat or pup if you really feel tense. Good. Keep going. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale, soft belly. Don't worry about having a belly. Exhale. This is actually not really what we consider your belly. But if you want to keep an area more steady, you try the area below your belly button, which is like a support for your breath. Got that? So remember, breathing back to front, breathing side to side, and breathing through your nose. And when you do this, you'll get a much deeper breath, and that will help you to have a calmer mind, to relax a little bit more. And this you can do anytime, but especially if you want to practice before a race to help you feel calmer. Next, we're going to breathe with sound, right? So this technique comes from Ashtanga Vinyasa Yoga. It's called Ujjayi. As you breathe, you're going to make an aspirant sound. You could also think about how Darth Vader would breathe. So it should be a sound, but it shouldn't be like snoring, like or strained. That's not correct. So the way it's done is with your mouth closed, you try to spread the area at the back of your throat where you swallow. That's called the glottis. And as you do that, actually your lips part a little bit. You might get a slight smile. That means you're doing it correctly. So try it. See if you can spread the area back where you swallow. And then breathe through your nose. Again, breathing. Inhale. Exhale. You make the sound as you inhale and as you exhale. And doing this lengthens your breathing cycle. It slows the air down. It narrows the passageway in your throat slightly. So remember, it shouldn't be like snoring. It should be more like the sound of the sea. Let's try it once more. This time, place your hands over your ears and breathe for about three breaths. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale, making that ujjayi sound one more time. Inhale and exhale. Great. Next, we're going to build onto this a little more. We're going to exhale for a longer time. Now, when we exhale for longer, you activate your parasympathetic nervous system, which brings us into the rest and digest mode as opposed to fight or flight, which happens when we're stressed and anxious. So by doing this, we bring our body and mind to a more relaxed state. And this is also ultra simple. So let's count it. So start with a complete exhale. Now let's inhale for 1, 2, 3, 4. And try to exhale 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. If that's too long, you could try for a count of 3 and 6. And if it's not an exact ratio, that's fine. Just try to make sure your exhale is longer than your inhale. So let's try that 2 more times. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. This time, see if you can make the ujjayi sound. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Great. And you can do that anytime, especially before a race. I wouldn't say right in the middle of the toughest part of your run, but especially if you notice yourself getting nervous before, or even if you're having trouble sleeping, this works really well. So if you're jittery the night before a race, try to exhale for longer. And as you're laying down, feel your belly rise up as you inhale and fall as you exhale. And you'll be sleeping like a baby in no time. All right. Next one, we're going to talk about syncing your breath with your stride. So this one's great to do during a race. So say in the middle of your race, you start freaking out that you're not doing well enough. You're going to have to stop. You're feeling tired. Just get your mind away from those thoughts. And a really easy way is to just count your strides as you inhale and exhale. So as you inhale, count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, however fast you're running. Exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, maybe my inhale was a little fast. And don't worry about how many you're doing. Just focus on the counting. And it's amazing, but this just brings you out of that kind of crazy headspace we can all get into sometimes. And it puts you back into your body, back into the race, and really back into the present moment, what you're doing, which is where you really want to be, right? Right in the present moment. So very simple technique. Just count your strides. And the last one is a meditation technique that helps you smack down those crazy thoughts that make us feel anxious. And we all, I mean, not only just when you're racing, but it happens to us all. We might be doing something and all of a sudden we start to doubt ourselves or criticize. I didn't train enough. I should have done more speed training. I should have done more distance, whatever it is. I should have worn different shoes. And it's like, okay, fine, but that's not helping me right now. So when you notice those thoughts, actually just label them. Just say, okay, criticism, untrue criticism, and come back to your breath. Just label it. Don't try to deny it, because when we try to suppress things, they actually come back stronger. Have you ever tried to not think about the chocolate cookies in your cabinet? And if you keep saying don't think about them, then you just want to think about them more. You actually have to let it happen, but then move on to something else, right? So just label these thoughts as criticisms or things which are not now, right? And come back to your breath. So label it. Say, okay, negative thought, negative criticism. Let's come back to my breathing right now. Let's come back to the present moment. So you don't have to believe them. It's not the same as believing them. It's just kind of letting them in and going, okay, you're just shining a light on these things makes them much less powerful. So think of it that way. I'm letting it in. I'm looking at it, but I'm not believing it. Okay? So labeling. And you can do that anytime. When you're feeling nervous, if you're getting stressed, in a race or anytime, right? So as you see, we talked about five simple techniques. First, breathing through our nose. Second, breathing with sound, the Ujjayi sound or Darth Vader. Third, exhaling for a long time for double our inhale. Fourth one, syncing our breath with our stride. And the fifth one, labeling thoughts. Now, I want you to get out there and run your best race. And be sure to let me know how these work out for you. Can't wait to hear. Again, this is Jessica Blanchard with Stop Feeling Crappy. For more info like this, you can check out my blog. Thank you. Take care.